Find out how Army spouse Sarah Dale and the new Rosie show is ending veteran suicide. Next up on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
My good friend and fellow veteran Bob Ulan has come out with his new book titled Transitions 2.0. This is the best book for any transitioning veteran. Check out Transitions 2.0 at veteranonthemove.com/transitions. Hey, this morning I'm talking with Army spouse Sarah Dale from New Rosie. Sarah, before we get to talking about New Rosie and what you're doing with that, can you take us back and give us a little bit of information on your background?
Sure thing. And thank you so much for having me, Joe. I really appreciate it. My husband was in the Missouri Army National Guard for about 13 years. And he got out, what year was that? I'm losing track of time. So in 2013, because I think he got in 2000. And so during his time, in those years, the Guard was all over the place. You know, he didn't just go on flood duty and different emergencies. He was deployed internationally. So he went to Germany. He spent 18 months in Bosnia. He had an 18-month deployment to Iraq. And for us, that meant that we were very much not connected to the military community. So a lot of people, now I'm meeting a lot of military spouses and veteran spouses, and they're saying, oh yeah, the network is so great. But when you get out, it's different, you know, than when you were on base and connected with everybody. But I don't actually know what that is like. But we're getting very connected now that we're really involved in the veteran family community. But for us, that meant lots of transition, because he would be gone and then he would come back and go to school and pick up his jobs and then leave again and then come back, do more school, maybe pick up different jobs. And we've moved a few times, and it's been a very big transition for the entire 10 years that we have been married. And it was also a struggle for us to get help, for him to get help for his physical injuries, his, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual injuries as well, that happens with war. For him, you know, he didn't get injured on, you know, a particular day, a particular explosion in Iraq that he could point to. It happened over time, and it was a lot of wear and tear on his body. And then he has a lot of invisible injuries, messed up back and neck and hip and chronic pain. And it's a whole cocktail of things that the military didn't really know what to do with them. A lot of times civilian doctors didn't know what to do with him. So it was a real struggle for us to get him the help that he needed and find out what help he needed. And we weren't really connected. So we worked really, really hard to try and get access to those resources. And I don't know if it's easier, you know, being an active duty spouse, or if you get hurt, you know, on the job on a specific day. I assume it is. I think those families, you know, who are now my friends as well, they still have a really hard time just navigating the system. You know, one person tells you to go there and they say go there, and then it's 6 months and it's really a mess. It's been a mess to get help, but we fought and fought and fought until we found, you know, what we needed. But that is where New Rosie has come from, is that I started an organization, you know, the company that I needed when he came back from Iraq in 2005. And that's what New Rosie is all about, is about empowering veteran families to help each other. And so we share practical solutions for post-military, post-war life online where anyone can access it, because a lot of people have so many good intentions. You know, they want to start a new nonprofit. They want to do this or that program. Even the VA has good intentions when they're saying, oh, let's start this, let's do that. But they don't realize like how hard it is to get through all of those gatekeepers, all of those barriers. You find out you don't qualify here. There's a long form. Like, these families, they're dealing with injuries and kids and moving and trying to find jobs. And so getting through all of that, you know, it's a nightmare. And I think a lot of people don't realize that it's not that there isn't, that people are dying on the home front. You know, they're dying on that journey to get help, dying of suicide. But it's not that there isn't help out there for them. They just can't get to it. You know, and you, right. you bang against enough walls enough times, you just start to think like, well, maybe it is me. Maybe I am the crazy one and maybe no one can help me. So I'm so passionate about sharing everything we can that's helpful, practical solutions for veteran families online where anyone can find it. You know, because if you have a problem with something, you have some, oh, my toenail is some weird color, you know, the first thing you're going to do is Google it. You're not going to tell anybody, you know, say it out loud. You're just going to look it up.
Dr. Google.
So, right. So that's where we want to be. And now I'm in this hustle of figuring out, you know, how do we get these solutions online? Because there's a lot of people who are doing really great things in the space now. Like, thank goodness, it was very different 10 years ago. So there's much more help out there, and it is getting easier to get access to that. Like, I know there's several veteran caregiver support groups or veteran family support groups, Facebook groups, and those are really great. And I'm a part of those. And you can go into the group and you can say, hey, you guys, have you dealt with this? What are you doing? You know, and people will answer. That's a start, but that's not searchable. You know, that is not right. where, if I don't know anybody, I'm not connected at all. And I just look it up. I can't get access to that. So our whole point is, let's make these videos. We do the new Rosie show where we go inside veteran family homes, and they're the ones sharing the practical solutions that they discovered. You know, those are the things that have changed our lives the most, is when we met somebody else like us. Yeah. They said, oh yeah, you have this sleep problem. This is what we did. And I said, wait, what did you do? You know? And my friend says, oh yeah, we did this. And so then I can go home and try it. And it changes our life, because not only did now, you know, my husband can sleep through the night because we did X, Y, Z that three other people told me about. But now the control is back in our hands. And it's not that we're banging up against a wall saying, like, nobody will help me. What do I do? Say, no, we are helping ourselves. And so it's, you know, our privilege and our right and our responsibility that we have received so much help to give that back to the community and help others share what has changed their life. And that's really what New Rosie is all about.
Wow. You know, I remember I was furloughed from the airlines right after September 11th, and I was in the reserves. I came back on active duty for about 6 months, and I had some silly job that, where I was dealing with, like, I was like the family readiness officer for the families of these members of the IRR that had been mobilized and, you know, sent somewhere, either, you know, some of them have been sent to Iraq, some have been sent to Okinawa, some have been sent to the East Coast or the West Coast. So I'm on the phone talking with these wives, and a lot of these wives didn't, like, their Marine had been active duty, and then he got out and he had 4 years left in the IRR, and then he gets mobilized. But so they never even, like, knew their Marine when he was active duty. They only knew he used to be a Marine, and now all of a sudden he's back on active duty and he's gone. And I used to talk to these wives about some of the things they were struggling with. It was a lot of basic stuff, but they were totally clueless because the wives had never even been in the Marine Corps, because it happened afterwards. They got married afterwards. And I remember thinking, I was like, you know, the problem is these families they're geographically separated from the command. You know, there's no, like, a lot of these guys were joined as basic and as individuals to some active duty battalion or regiment or whatever. And the command didn't even know who they are, especially know who their families are. So I can completely, because I remember dealing specifically with families that were geographically separated like that. And I'm sure the guard units and I'd spent some time in reserve units myself. It definitely happens, because you're living a civilian life most of the time. And then all of a sudden you're packing up and going overseas, and your family isn't really have that same support. But I would say you would call it, the biggest thing that you're missing by not being on base, on post, is you don't get the gouge. And, like, you know, like, the gouge is someone, you're having some issue struggling with TRICARE, and you talk about it when you're at work with your buddies the next day. and somebody hears it and says, oh, you know what? We had that problem. Here's what we did. And it worked for us. You're like, oh, cool. And you go home and you tell the doctor to do this and ask this and call these people. And then it works. That's what the gouge is. And that sounds like what you got initially from another spouse about what they were doing at home to help deal with some of their PTSD issues. If you're not surrounded by people dealing with the same stuff, you just don't have that connectivity and you don't get the gouge. Because you're right. All of the help is there. It's all waiting to be used. But it really takes some know-how, some information, and what would be known as gouge to get through it all. And sometimes it takes some support to tell you to not give up and to not quit. So I completely relate to everything that you're saying. So,
right. So on that note, I had this aha moment for New Rosie because I was at a veteran caregiver event, which, by the way, like the first time I ever signed up for it, I was terrified to go to this thing. You know, my husband has had a long battle with post-traumatic stress, so long that I developed secondary post-traumatic stress. So I have taken on a lot of those same symptoms and have to work through that myself as well. So I had so much anxiety and felt panicky about going to this thing, but I thought, like, no, I've got to meet people like me. Like, I have to go. And so when I finally get there, you know, those are some of the barriers that is like putting a wall between us, you know, and the access to the help that we need, because you have to physically show up when you don't have a lot of capacity for doing that hard work. Mm-hmm. But once I got there, you know, that's when I met a friend who told me about some solutions they used for sleep so her husband could sleep at night. And we adopted that. And then I came back and I was talking about it and saying, this is so great. Like, we're doing this now. Thank you so much. And then a gal who was, you know, new at these veteran caregiver events, she said, wait, what are you talking about? What are you guys doing? And she said, you know, like, well, can you show me a picture? And I thought, well, I don't have a picture of it, but I mean, I guess I can, you know, like Google what I'm talking about and show you, like, okay, this is somebody else's bedroom. Like, this is how they set up their beds. And then I realized that information, that gouge that you said that is there, you know, if we can show people, that makes all the difference in the world. You know, like, how can we dream up something we've never even heard of, we've never seen? And that's when I thought of the New Rosie show, like, why don't we get a camera, you know, why don't we show people, like, this is what we're doing so they can see it. And like, not only are they seeing the practical solution, we're explaining it in a short searchable video, but then we're also showing it from the perspective of a family who has been where they've been and has pushed through to the other side. You know, they have healed and they're a happy, smiling family, showing them that, you know, just because you have this or that injury or you're not in the military anymore, like, it's not over. There is more life. Like, we can get the help that we need, you know, and move on to the next thing, you know, mission or job or community, you know, for our family. And so that was my inspiration to show people, you know, not just create one more program or nonprofit where people have to navigate the system to get in, but like, let's meet them where they're at and let's actually show them what we're talking about, right? You know, where they are. They're on Facebook and they're searching for stuff. Like, let's meet them right there.
That's awesome, Sarah. Hey, I'm going to hit stop for a second. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Army veteran Bob Ulan knows the struggles veterans face in the transition process and has dedicated his post-retirement years to helping veterans successfully transition into the civilian sector. His new book, Transitions 2.0, is one of the best books for any veteran facing the transition process. You can find Transitions 2.0 at veteranonthemove.com/transitions. Also, Bob Ulan is the chairman and CEO of the Center for Transitional Leadership. CTL seeks to assist and empower Armed Forces personnel during their transition from military service to private sector employment, with particular focus on helping military men and women position themselves to be sought-after candidates in the civilian workforce. I have the pleasure of serving on the board of directors for CTL, and you can check out the CTL website by going to veteranonthemove.com/CTL. Hey, we're back talking with Army spouse Sarah Dale with New Rosie. And before the break, Sarah, you were talking about, and also I wanted to make a comment. On the New Rosie website, I was watching a video of you where you were talking about some of the struggles you and your husband had had. And one of the things kind of struck a nerve with me. You're like, we had no idea, you know, that there was help for this and we could get past it. And once we discovered there was help, then we were on our way. And you know, that's vitally important to some, especially someone struggling with what you guys were struggling with. And, you know, you're actually heading down that suicide path, unfortunately. But interestingly enough, that happens with so many other things in our lives where you're struggling. Sometimes it might be just a simple little problem. You don't even realize it's a problem. It's just something you have to deal with every day. And then someone comes along and poses a solution to it. And it's like, you know, the light comes on. And you're like, oh wow, I had no idea there was a way to get rid of this issue. I had no idea there was a solution to this problem. And I know many military spouses that have had struggles in military life, you know, PCS moving or similar things to what you guys were dealing with, where you're geographically separated from the military support system. And so they just went out and invented something on their own. So what you did was start New Rosie. And take us back a little bit and tell us how you actually started it. And if you could get into some of the nuts and bolts and the business side of things, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, you're exactly right that there are so many people like me that have started what they had to start. You know, we became who we had to become. If you're, you know, husband needs a caregiver, you figure out, you know, what kind of care he needs, that he needs this kind of therapy, you figure out, you know, where it is and how to get that. And that's actually why Rosie the Riveter was an inspiration for the brand, because, you know, no longer are we, you know, in World War II, the, you know, women left their homes while their husbands are off fighting and filled in the positions in the factories to really push through on the war effort. And they were riveting planes. That's where we get the model of Rosie the Riveter, that they stepped in where they were needed and they figured out, you know, okay, this is what you need done. Like, give me the riveter, I'll figure it out. But now we're not doing that. That's not our role in society. Now our service members deploy all the time, and we're caring for our families, you know, in and out of every different deployment and injury, and then they're back in and they're out, and it's very different. And the community, the military family, military spouse community has risen up to that and said, like, okay, I need to be a caregiver. Like, I'll figure out how to do this. And that's where I got the name New Rosie, because we're a new kind of Rosie. Absolutely. And so I started, I wanted to create a brand that spoke to that community, to somebody like me. And there are a lot of nonprofits that are mainly geared towards veterans, and they have some sort of side programs for the families. But I didn't really feel like that spoke to me and, you know, my role and identifying with that specifically. So I came with the idea of New Rosie, and I started making products. So I've been doing this for just under a year. I guess right at a year. It was this time a year ago that I started making products that were all uplifting and encouraging. And so I took the Rosie the Riveter artwork, the poster, which is actually free government property, so anybody can use that image. Very convenient. It's not copyrighted or anything. And I made cards and posters, you know, that instead of saying we can do it, it says we are doing it, and tested out some minimum viable products, some MVP ideas. I want to test out some messaging of some mugs. So I, you know, hand painted the mugs, you know, rather than ordering, you know, 200 to start, to just show it to my friends like, hey, would you buy this? What do you think? And so I started with the Etsy shop, and I think as of today, I've had 58 sales. It's not something that I've really promoted a lot. So that's kind of organic, happening from search, or I share something or friends buy it and they tell their friends and they buy something. And then I also started doing the New Rosie show, and I've been doing that for a couple months now, I guess. from when I started pre-production and producing a few episodes, and I took a break to set up a Patreon page, which is where creators, you know, YouTube creators, mm-hmm. photographers, all kinds of artists raise funds for their work. And so I've been working on getting people signing up for that. And we just got back to producing the show. And so now I'm at this point where I know the products that people are interested in and are sort of, you know, organically selling. And then with the show, you know, I just released a new episode today, and it's really our best yet, that has a little bit of comedy at the end. I'm hosting, and then some practical tips, and then we wrap it up. And it's very short. It's all about being short, because these veteran caregivers, these families, like, they do not have time to sit down and listen to a 30-minute, you know, one-hour show. Just, right. like, get me exactly to the solution. So right now, like, my next step in the business is to figure out, you know, okay, I've tested some different ideas, you know, like, now in 2018, like, how do we sell, how do we promote what we already have? And that's really where I'm at. But I've been bootstrapping this whole thing. I'm a freelance graphic designer, and I've been building all of this myself, and I'm really trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step here? Like, what do we want to double down on, you know, and scale and get exposure and get it out there?
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Like, just seeing your website and hearing about your products and stuff, like, to me, the business plan would be focus on the new Rosie show, because it's very unique. It's video. It's real popular. That's where you're going to build your audience. And then pull in these products and services and stuff around that. And you've got the audience, then they'll start looking for other stuff, and they'll jump on your products and services. It's going to be that. It's going to be those cool shows you're putting together where people are going to find you.
Yeah, that's the idea, and that's what I love about the new Rosie show, is that we're offering a service, and it's free. So mm-hmm. this, you know, knowledge that we're curating and putting out there online that's searchable, it's free to the community, you know, but it's also crafting a community. And yeah, exactly like you said, then hopefully figure out ways to keep them looped in, and also our products that we're making, like, everything that we're doing, we're a social enterprise. So everything that we're doing is all done by military families. Like, I only hire veterans and military families to create products that we sell or to be on the show, and everybody gets paid in all the work that we do, because this entire community has sacrificed enough, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So everyone gets paid. And so that means, like, every single dollar that comes into the business, you know, it's either paying for the website or equipment, you know, or products, what have you, or is going right back into the hands of military families.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. And you say you've been doing the new Rosie show for a few months now?
Yes. And I can't remember when I started. It was just a couple of months ago, and we produced 5 episodes and then took a break, like I said, and was working on setting up the Patreon funding. And just this past Saturday, we shot 3 more episodes. So now I released one today, and we release them on Wednesdays. We call it We Can Do It Wednesday. And so I have 2 more to release for the end of the year.
That's cool. And so the main place, is it on YouTube in addition to your website and some other places?
Yes, we're everywhere. So you can learn all about us at newrosie.com, and all the episodes are on there. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at New Rosies with an S, and we're on YouTube as well.
So yeah. I watched a couple of the intro videos, basically explaining, you know, the history between with you and your husband and how you arrived at the idea for New Rosie. But what are your weekly videos about? Are they all about daily struggles, or is it like, hey, you know, little tidbits, military family gouge and that kind of stuff across the spectrum?
Right. It's all very practical things. So for example, there's one episode where, my husband and I are introducing a white noise machine that we use, and it's something that we turn on at night, and it makes this white noise sound, and that helps him sleep, because there are a lot of things that we can do to, you know, dial down or turn off, if you will, post-traumatic stress symptoms. Mm-hmm. But hypersensitivity is one of those that is really hard, or at least in our experience. If someone has magical tips of how to make it go away completely, you know, like, let me know. Mm-hmm. We haven't figured that out yet, but it's something that is hardwired into him after being in combat, that his senses are heightened. You know, he can smell something like a mile away that I can't. Or he's like, did you hear that? I'm like, no, I did not hear that. So it's really hard at night because he'll wake up at the tiniest noise. You know, like, what was that? And be on alert and not be able to go back to sleep. But you plug in the sound machine, it makes white noise, it covers it up. And then he doesn't wake up from that tiny little noise. It's been a huge game changer, just like one little machine. So we have one episode that shares that. And, you know, at this point, I can't even remember how we thought of that. It must have been somebody else that suggested it and said that it worked for them. So we get really practical. Like, this is exactly what we use. This is what we did. First, we did this, and then we did that.
Wow, that's great. So it's just all your videos essentially focus around things like that, daily solutions.
Right, exactly. And then we also introduce comedy. So our later episodes, we have a little sketch comedy that's at the beginning. We tested that out. People said that they loved it. And then, you know, we share the one tip, and that's the whole show. It's about, you know, 5 to 7 minutes is how long the show is. And I've found that, you know, the more that we get people laughing, then the more they can, like, one, laughter is like the best medicine in the whole world, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's free. So we get people laughing, then they're open to receive. And then we give a suggestion, like, maybe you could try this. And then that enables someone to say, like, oh yeah, okay, I guess I could try that. But then they're also seeing a veteran family who has literally been through hell and back. And now they're, you know, they're laughing. They're having a good time. Mm-hmm. It's so important to me to show that. When we don't often see that in the media, we just, at least, especially when my husband got back, it was all doom and gloom. And that we just hear about this veteran did that, and then more died from suicide. And we need to report those facts. You know, we need to know. But we also need to show that, like, that's not the only option. You know, there are mm-hmm. other options. You can get the help that you need.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a big, the media is all about what sells, and you know, what sells in the media is the victim story. And
right.
And there needs to be a lot of attention on that. But what typically doesn't get a whole lot of attention is how many of us come out the other end, you know, successful and, you know, have conquered it. You just don't hear enough about, you know, getting through to the other side.
Right. And I'm also so passionate about sharing this stuff that historically people have thought needs to be hushed and behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But as long as we don't talk about this stuff, you know, like talking about sleep problems and post-traumatic stress, and like, as long as we're not talking about it out loud in public, then it's always going to be something that's associated with shame or that you have to hide. You know, mm-hmm. it's like they say in AA, we're only as sick as our secrets. So I am so passionate about saying, like, we will talk about anything and everything, and let's get it out there, because then it's not taboo. Then, you know, somebody has to go first, and I'm willing to go first. let's just talk about it. Let's put it out there. And then it's not scary. It's not shameful. And everyone can get the help that they needed because it's out there in the public.
Well, hey, Sarah, unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of our time. I do want to give you one last chance for a shout out for New Rosie. Go ahead and do that. And then I got another question for you when you're done.
Yeah. Like I said, you can go to newrosie.com and connect with us there. Please check out all of our videos, add comments. And then we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at New Rosies with an S on the end. And we're on YouTube as well. And if you want to connect with me, my personal website is sarahdalestudio.com. And you can find my personal social on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Sarah Dale Studio. That's Sarah with an H. But I would love to connect with anyone who wants to be a part of this, you know, and figure out how I can help you, you know, tell me like what needs to be on the show for your organization, for your family. Like, we're here to serve and to get the solutions out there that you need.
That's awesome. All right, Sarah. So yeah, a little add on to what you just said. if you're talking to the veteran or the soon-to-be veteran, somebody going through their military transition, the military spouse, and they're looking to do something different, you know, they don't necessarily want to go out and get that J-O-B. They want to follow their passion. They want to get involved in entrepreneurship. What kind of advice would you have for them?
The best advice I have is to think about yourself and what you need. You know, Tim Ferriss describes it as scratch your own itch, because that is what you're going to be most passionate about. If you are curious about something, if there's something that you wish you would have had, someone would have helped you in this way, you know, go and do that thing, build that thing, or find somebody who is and help them, partner with them, maybe make it better. But I totally agree with, I think both Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar say this, that, you know, you will be successful if you figure out how to help people in the best way and help people in a way that other people aren't doing. And that success will just happen after enough hard work and fine tuning. If you are helping people, like, they will flock to you in your business and it'll take off.
Rock on, Sarah. Well said. It's motivating and inspiring. So stay in touch. We look forward to hearing the success of New Rosie and what you and your husband are doing in the future.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your entrepreneurial story. As you can tell from listening to the Veteran on the Move podcast, interviews are a great way to tell your story and spread the word about your business. If you would like to get booked as a podcast guest, I recommend Interview Valet. You can check out Interview Valet at veteranonthemove.com/valet. Be sure to check out thrive15.com, the world's premier online education platform that helps entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs learn how to start or grow a successful business. Start your free 30-day membership by going to thrive15.com and use the promo code VETERAN. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review in iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.